This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, you know the deal here is on Mondays we don't get down on this show. We try to have a great show on Monday with a great attitude because we don't want to throw any day away. Don't be in a bad attitude because it's Monday and it's just a beautiful day out there. And I guarantee you it's going to be Friday before you know it. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us on this Cinco de Mayo. Buenas tardes, amigos. Son las dos y nueve. All right. Go ahead and have a margarita. It is Cinco de Mayo. I know the Top Cats are playing somewhere. I just texted Rob Schulte. I'm waiting for him to text me back and let me know where they're playing. They're playing somewhere. So I know there's stuff going on for Cinco de Mayo. And this is a day that, people just go out and drink margaritas and celebrate something that they really know nothing about concerning Mexico, but they go out and celebrate it anyway. All right. We really have a lot to get to. And coming up, I want to talk about this this woman who has raised over $600,000 with a website. She's raised over $600,000 in donations because she wants to move, and she's getting support for using the N-word after a five-year-old child apparently stole her diaper bag at a playground. Now, the five-year-old child shouldn't have done that, but she shouldn't have used the N-word. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. Let's see, what else? I had some other things to mention to you here. Oh, I love the idea of reopening Alcatraz. I don't know why. I don't know how you broaden it. I mean, it's an island. How do you make it bigger? The president wants to make it bigger and wants to reopen Alcatraz. Of course, I don't know where they're going to get the money. But he said this would be a symbol of law and order and justice in the United States of America, part of making America great again. Opening up Alcatraz. I guess they'd have to make all kind of changes that were not required 60 years ago. But that would be an interesting thing. I've never visited there. I've been to San Francisco quite a few times, but I've never visited Alcatraz. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I just feel awesome today. And I spent yesterday at Jazz Fest. I posted a picture of somebody that I ran into at Jazz Fest yesterday, and there's a question. It's on the Scoot on your Facebook page. You can go there, and I'll read some of your responses coming up in just a few minutes. But it's on Scoot on your Facebook and Scoot on your Instagram. And again, there's a question there for you to answer. And it's a good picture of the person that I ran into. But I spent all day in the sun yesterday. I mean, I had sunblock on, you know, because I'm fair complected. And I try to stay out of the sun because, I mean, you know, the sun leads to wrinkles. And, you know, at my age, it would be real easy if I spent a lot of time in the sun. It would be real easy for me to look like a leather wallet. And I don't want to look that way. So I've always, you know, tried to take care of my skin and use sunblock. I mean, there have been times in my life when I was tan, but that was a long time ago. And I'm not going to do that again. So, I try to stay out of the sun, but I spent all this time in the sun with sunblock on yesterday, and I feel great. And I wonder if I got a lot of energy from the vitamin D. I mean, I wonder if I should start spending more time in the sun. Because, I feel energized. I feel, you know, really great today. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenhart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Also, we're going to get to some of your text messages with Ian Hoke here in just a few minutes. Let's go to Ken in Slidell. Ken, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Thanks for hanging on, Ken.
Hello?
Yes, Ken. Thanks for hanging on.
Hello? Yes.
Yeah.
I grew up in segregation, and I want blacks to quit using the N-word toward each other. How can we complain when somebody else uses it? And why doesn't Al Sharpton and some of those black leaders go to some of those places where blacks are killing each other? And instead of just when one or two incidents happen where they can raise money for their foundations and try to straighten that, some of those gang members of blacks killing blacks, threatening blacks, families.
Well, Ken, you answered the question.
In New Orleans and Chicago.
You answered the question.
Why doesn't they put their time to doing that to stop us from killing each other?
Well, you answered the question.
Two incidents.
You answered the question because they can raise money. When it's white versus black or black versus white, they show up because they can raise money. When it's black versus black, it doesn't enhance their cause, and they don't raise money with that.
If blacks think it's so bad in this country, we go to another country and see if we can excel the way we're doing in this country. Many, many black millionaires should, because of just a sheer talent. The job I was on, I got promoted. White people promoted me because of my sheer talent and my humbleness. You do good work and somebody's going to notice it. But why don't they spend their time doing that instead of just emerging when there's something that they can benefit them?
Okay,
That's all I have to say.
You said a lot.
And let's quit using the N-word toward each other. It's supposed to be cool, and we can do it. Well, white people hear that too. But you couldn't do it. It's the worst thing in the world. Okay, thank you. That's all that.
All right, Ken. You said a lot. And I don't like hearing blacks use the N-word. But it's different when blacks use the N-word. I think in some ways they have a sense of recapturing the word, of desensitizing the word, making by casually using the word, they take the sting out of that word, which is it's a horrible word based on our history. And I don't like hearing blacks use it. I don't like hearing it in music. But I do think it's different when blacks use it over whites using it. I mean, whites can't use it. And it is different. And if you don't understand the difference, then please don't call the show, because I can't explain it to you. If you don't just naturally understand the difference between a white person and an African-American using the N-word, referring to somebody of color, if you don't understand the difference, then I can't explain it to you, and I don't even want to try. So please don't even call the show and ask about that. You figure it out yourself. And if you can't, well, then there's no reason to even try to explain it to you. But I don't like to hear it. But, it's kind of like a comedian. A fat comedian can make fun of fat comedians. A fun comedian can make fun of himself being fat. Fat people can make fat jokes. If I made a joke about somebody who's fat, it doesn't come across the same. If I call a fat person, fatty, if I called the President of the United States, fatty, because he's a lot bigger than me, kind of chubby, kind of porky, it would be ugly. If he made fun of himself, or if he called some other person fatty, then it wouldn't, it really wouldn't matter as much. It'd be a lot different. But that brings me to this woman who has raised over $600,000. Her name is Shiloh Hendricks. And she's in Minnesota, and the town is Rochester, Minnesota. She's at a park, and apparently a 5-year-old African-American child took her son's stuff, like the diaper bag of her young son or something like that. And she shouted out the N-word. And a man was videotaping this, and when the man confronted her, she said, "Mind your effing own business." And then in the course of the conversation, she used the N-word several times. Now, what if the child had not been black? What would she have called him? Hey, whitey. Hey, white boy. Hey, cracker. Hey, little honky boy. But yet none of those words are as damaging as the N-word because of our past, because it's different. But I'm disturbed that this woman has raised over $600,000 under the premise of help protect my family. And there's one of those donation sites, which I'm not going to give because I don't want to help this woman. She says that she had an 18-month-old son. Yeah, and his diaper bag was stolen at a park. And she called the kid the N-word. And she says that she feels like her family's being attacked. Her personal information, including her address and phone number, has been leaked. I don't know how that got out there, but apparently it did. And she feels like she needs to relocate. She was hoping to get $50,000. It's now up to $600,000. She's now hoping for $1 million. Does it disturb you that there are people in this country who want to support a woman for using the N-word? She shouldn't have used it. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. You don't have to use it. You shouldn't use a word to try to hurt somebody. Now, if you hear the word, realize where it's coming from and just ignore the source. Just totally ignore the source. The city of Rochester, Minnesota is committed to fostering public places that are inclusive, welcoming, and safe for all residents and visitors. This is a statement from the city of Rochester. Spaces where individuals of all backgrounds can relax, play, and connect with friends and neighbors. Even the website that is raising the money said the company does not endorse or condone the personal views or actions of individual campaign organizers or their supporters, nor do they control the motivations of the donors. But I just think this is a disturbing thing. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Reggie in Baton Rouge. Hey, Reggie, thanks for listening. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I want to make a brief comment. I was driving early. I had to turn it off to stop in the store, and you're still on with the N-word. Anyway, let me put it this way. I look at it much older. I never saw the N-word capitalized back in a dictionary in the day. So when you say the N-word, you're less than an animal. A German Shepherd, a dog is capitalized. I tell my younger generations, eliminate from the vocabulary. Look where it's come from. And that's a word that should never be used in any conversation. And these are, I am black, and I tell the younger generation, don't use it. And I understand the context, what you're saying, but you can use it among yourselves. I've heard that, but I tell them, try to eliminate. Look at the past history.
Well, the connotation of the word is horrible. It's dehumanizing, and for blacks to use it, even referring to each other, it's dehumanizing. But I do think that it has been younger generations' attempts to sort of destigmatize the word.
Yes, and one comment I like to make on this is that I was called that back in when I was in my 20s. And I told the Caucasian guy, I said, look at my skin. It is not totally black, is it? And I told himself, let me change it up a little bit. My skin isn't totally black. So look at the context of where I come from and think about my blood. And if you think you're greater than I, why is my skin this color? So I left it like that, and I walked off, and I was younger.
You're a better person for that.
Well, it takes, put it this way, I was reared differently, and I was taught differently. But anyway, that's the comment. Could be eliminated totally. Thank you, and you have a good day.
Reggie, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Mike in Slidell. Mike, you're on WWL.
Hey, buddy. Welcome to what they call Big Bad Monday.
All right, glad you called, Mike.
Yeah, I ain't called in a long time. I don't want to hold you up, but when I was a little boy, I used to pick cotton with the black folk up in the country, and I didn't never hear about that word until I got down to New Orleans and growing up with teenagers, and then that's when I started hearing that name calling going on a lot back then. They did.
That's really interesting that you pick cotton with African Americans and you didn't hear it until you got to New Orleans.
Yeah, and it's left.
Yeah. All right, Mike, I appreciate the call. I got to get you a break here. If you're on hold, hang on. And we're going to get to some of your text messages with Ian Hoke when we come back. And the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 2010, Sonny and Cher's only child, Chastity Bono, went to court in Santa Monica. A judge signed off on her name and gender. She was now a man. Yes, she had the sex change operation. The judge said it is official. It is over. On this day in 2010, Chastity Bono became Chaz Bono, and she became declared legally as a man. Very controversial today. It wasn't as big a deal in 2010. Isn't it interesting how things were like, you know, well, I mean, it was a big deal then, but, you know, people just sort of accepted it. And now, you know, people don't know what to think about all of this. You have the sex change operation. You no longer have a, you know, you no longer have the female part. You have the male part. I mean, I think it's okay to call you a guy. I think it's okay to call you a dude. I think it's okay to say you're a man. Yeah, but this is the day Chastity Bono became Chaz Bono, a man. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
WWL. It is a beautiful Monday afternoon, Cinco de Mayo, so if you need an excuse to go out and get a margarita, go get one, or get a very chilly cerveza somewhere. You know, it's a beautiful day today, but you've heard in the forecast, rain is on the way, and some of it could be serious coming in late tomorrow, I guess tomorrow night, and then into Wednesday morning, and even into Thursday. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. If you went to Jazz Fest, hope you had a great time. If you didn't go to Jazz Fest, I hope you had a great time doing whatever you did. Man, I want to talk about this in a few minutes. I hit a big pothole yesterday coming back from Jazz Fest. It's on Allen Toussaint Boulevard. It used to be Robert E. Lee Boulevard, Allen Toussaint Boulevard, between Wisner and Marconi. And that's where all the rich people live. And I'm telling you, I hit this pothole and just it caused me to go, F New Orleans, F this city. And I do that every time. I mean, I've got what Amanda Shaw now says in her new song, which has not yet been released, but, you know, we sampled it the other day. Pothole mouth. When you curse when you hit a pothole. And, man, I was cursing yesterday. I mean, I hate it because, I mean, I love my car. I take care of my car. And when your car hits these potholes, bam, you just feel like you're beating up your car. But I have to say this, as I criticize the city for these potholes that I hit, I also have to say there's a lot of divots around West End, and they've been putting some asphalt in those divots, so that's really cool. All right, we're talking about a woman. Her name is Shiloh Hendricks, and this 5-year-old kid apparently stole her 18-month-old son's diaper bag, and she shouted out the N-word to the child. Well, what would she have shouted out if the child wasn't African-American? Would she have shouted out honky, cracker, whitey? She should have just seen it as a child and not specified the skin color of the child by using the derogatory term, the N-word. I am embarrassed that is this country. She's raised over $600,000 in donations to support her possibly having to move and relocate. Now, look, nobody should retaliate against this woman. I don't know everything that's going on with this woman, but she claims that because her personal information, address, and phone number have been leaked, that she feels the need to relocate, and that was the purpose for the money. But anybody who gives money to her, in my opinion, is supporting a person using the N-word. Yeah, let's give this woman money for using the N-word to a 5-year-old child. To me, this is embarrassing. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Mike in Slidell. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. Oh, wait. Yeah, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Said you had to go to a commercial.
Oh, it's the same Mike. Okay, Mike, we already talked to you. Listen, I do appreciate the call, Mike, but your name was still up here. Let's go to Michael in Gonzales.
In my opinion,
Michael
is supporting a person using the N-word.
Michael? Yeah, all right, we got to get Michael to turn his radio down, and we'll get to him. I'm just embarrassed by this. I'm just embarrassed. There's no need to single somebody out. And I know we get frustrated, but there's not an equivalent to call a white person. Honky's not equivalent. Cracker's not equivalent. Whitey, white boy, those things aren't equivalent. They don't have the meaning that the N-word has. And there's just no need to use the word. And I'm embarrassed that this woman has raised so much money. But there are people in this country who are so racist that they will give money. Because this woman was called out for using the N-word, people are giving her money in support of what she did. That means there are people who are justifying the use of the N-word, and there's no reason to use it. I know you might say, well, blacks shouldn't use it either. I agree with you. But I don't know how you're going to convince a young generation of African Americans to stop using that word, because it's there. It's part of their everyday language. And I've heard them use it. I've heard them say it to each other. And I think it's their way of destigmatizing the word. But I think it would be best if they didn't use it. But that's not going to change. But that doesn't mean white people should use it. And again, as I say, if you don't understand the difference between a black person calling another black person the N-word and a white person calling a black person the N-word, if you don't understand the difference, then I don't even want to bother explaining it to you. So don't call the show and expect an explanation. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Text message board is full of people who don't understand the difference and demand an explanation, but we're just not going to do that because we don't have the time.
We're not going to do it. Well, it's not necessary.
Figure it out.
Because if they don't understand it, Ian, they're not going to understand the explanation.
No.
So I'm not going to waste my time with
that. They're not interested in understanding it. They're just trying to appear intelligent by being sort of contrarian or pointing out the obvious, and that makes them feel a few inches taller. So
not wasting my time.
Here's a text that says, not to lighten up what that lady said was wrong. But the man that filmed her was a convicted Somalian pedophile hanging out near a children's park.
Whoa, interesting information.
Not really true. I've known about this for a couple of days. This is the You know,
it's
the,
not
all,
true.
All the neo Nazis and racist maniacs that are donating woman donating money to this woman.
Okay.
You know, did some research into the guy who posted the video, found out he very briefly faced charges along those lines a couple of years ago, but they were dismissed in the interest of justice.
Okay.
And when you dismissed charges in the interest of justice, it means they should have never been brought in the first place.
All right.
So the legal system thinks that they're lying about this. This is all nonsense. There's no evidence. All the charges were dropped. So if in your conversations, in your travails and social media, you hear about, oh, the guy that recorded the video is a Somalian pedophile who was hanging out in the park so he could creep on other people's kids. It's not true. The charges were dismissed, and he was there with his own child.
His name is Shamaki Omar.
Right.
Shamaki Omar. So if you want to, you know, look that up. But it's, and in fact, apparently the child that may have taken the bag from the woman may be in the autism spectrum. So, you know, look, again, there's no reason to use the N-word, and people are supporting the use of that. Why do you feel the need to use that word? I mean, why? I mean, there's no explanation for that. There's no good explanation for defending the use of the N-word. None. Zero. So, again, don't, if you don't understand it, please don't expect us to even take time to explain it to you.
Here's a text that says, here's what I told one of my African-American students who gave me permission to use the N-word. You can't use it unless you know how it feels to be treated like one.
Wow. Okay.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah, well, that's the key, you know.
Yeah, it's
why, you know, white people who support this, crackers who support this. Yeah, I call them crackers. You're a cracker. I mean, if you support this, you're a cracker. But that's not even as derogatory as the N-word, because you didn't go through what they went through. And see, that's the key. That's why people want to think it's not a big deal, because it reminds them of what happened. And while I don't feel guilty about what happened, I feel badly that people were treated that way in our country, but I can't feel guilty because I wasn't part of it. And nobody today was part of that. But we can certainly understand the past and the stigma that carries on. You know, scars are souvenirs because the past is never far. And I think we should understand that and not feel like there's some big victory and, yeah, well, I'd be able to use the N-word. Well, I mean, yes, I mean, you can use it if you want to, but I think it just bespeaks your ignorance if you do.
Yeah, I think you're right to think, you know, maybe you and I don't have to feel guilty about X, Y, or Z because we didn't directly participate in it. But it is true that these various systems, the different ways that white supremacy operates, were built and perpetuated for the benefit of all white people, to include you and me and our white descendants.
Of course. So, yes, you know, yes, of course.
However you want to react to that is up to each and every one of you. But, you know that a lot of these systems were put in place to benefit people with your skin color, and you probably are still benefiting from them. Here's a text that says, I read that the story that the child was a special needs baby. No excuses made, but it definitely seems like some details were deliberately left out. The N-word was used to terrorize and intimidate black people, particularly by groups like the KKK, shows up in Jim Crow and everyday life as a way to enforce white supremacy. It's disgusting, disrespectful, disgraceful, and any other D you can put on it.
Well, this whitey who, this female, she's an attractive whitey. This person, you don't think, well, she's kind of, she's ugly because of what she said. But anyway, she's... You know, she doesn't look like somebody who would use the word.
Looks
I guess
like
that's what I'm trying to say.
Dollar store Anna Faris.
All right. Well, no, she didn't look quite so trailer trash to me, but I expect trailer trash to use that word. I mean, honestly. And anybody else, well, nobody has an excuse to use it. I mean, I think that's the bottom line. I don't care what the specifics are. It's a way of demonizing, and it's a way of declaring superiority. It's a way of demonizing and declaring superiority over another person, over a 5-year-old child. So it's totally unnecessary.
I'll just leave you with this one. This person's been texting us for a little while saying, just seeing if y'all are going to talk about how the stock market is back to where it was when y'all said the world was going to end.
Well, first of all, we never said the world was going to end. And even when we said that the stock market was down, we weren't the only ones. Financial experts, a hell of a lot smarter than the texter, were talking about the same thing we were talking about. And I said at the time, it will probably come back. And we haven't gotten to it yet today because we have a busy show. We don't get to everything. It doesn't mean we're ignoring things. We just have a lot of other things to get to, so we don't get to everything. But Friday and Thursday and Friday of last week, I did mention the stock market is coming back. So, you know, what's your point? I mean, what is your, I mean, if you want to criticize this show, that's the best you can do? That's the best you got against us?
Let's just throw this desperate person a lifeline. We'll talk about the stock market. The stock market as of this moment is up 7 points today, and it's still down 3,000 points, well, 2,700 from the day Donald Trump was inaugurated. Yeah, so
it's coming back.
Is that the information you wanted? Like, we all understand how this works. It's weird for you to insist that we don't.
Yeah. So it's just, really, some of the comments that we get make me weep for the future. And I'll tell you, all of these people, some of these people, like that person, they really don't do much to enhance the image of right-wing radicals. I'm serious. It's amazing. Just listen to what we actually talk about. And don't just assume that we don't talk about something because we're trying to hide something from you. Yeah, we're trying to hide things because we control the world. This show goes out to a lot of places. They listen to this show on Capitol Hill. This show, believe it or not, emanating from WWL in New Orleans. The show has great, great power in America. I have great power in America, and I am using it to control. Don't ever forget that. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So I hit this pothole on Allen Toussaint Boulevard, used to be Robert E. Lee Boulevard, between Windsor and Marconi. And I'm just going, F the city, F New Orleans, because bam, it just, my car hit it. You know, I had two tires blown out, you know, a couple of years ago. And then in the car that I'm driving now, my newer car, I had a tire blown out hitting a pothole in the city. I could sue the city, but I'm not going to get any money. Cities like it doesn't pay those lawsuits. So all you can do is just curse. Well, somebody sent me some information today about road quality in Louisiana. 20.9% of the major roadways are in poor condition. That is the seventh largest share in the United States. We're number seven in bad roadways. 42.1% are considered in fair condition. Only 36.9% are considered in good condition. And I tell you, the city of New Orleans is probably a lot less than that. Because there are areas uptown where rich people live, like State Street, for example. It is in horrible condition. And a lot of areas, I mean, we're beating up our cars. And I guess the auto repair shops are reaping the benefits. But I tell you, what I get out of this, I get pothole mouth out of this. Pothole mouth. It's when you curse when you hit a pothole. And I know you do it too. When your car, bam, when your car hits that pothole, you're going, F this city, F this street. That's called pothole mouth. It's a new song from Amanda Shaw, a song soon to be released. The song she did with the Indian band here in New Orleans, Mardi Gras Indian band, Chawa. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 2002, two disc jockeys from Denver's KFRX-FM, Rick Lewis and Michael Florwex. I knew those guys. In fact, they worked for the same company. They were just down the hall from me when I was on the air in Denver. During a live interview, they stopped it when Ted Nugent used derogatory racial terms for blacks and Asians. The station received a lot of calls from really angry listeners, mostly from people saying they're glad Ted Nugent was taken off the air. The two guys, Lewis and Florwax, said that Nugent would come on the show maybe three times a year, but he would never come back again. I'm Scoot. Let's get back to a few of your calls. Let's go to James in Marrero. James, welcome to WWL. Hello, James. All right, let's check back with James. Let's go to Michael in Kenner. Hey, Michael, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot, you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I've got a suggestion. I'd like to see you and Newell one day, pick a day, and just have positive news. There's so many people in our area that do so many good things, and just say, one day it's going to be nothing but positive news. What do you think of that?
Well, it's an interesting idea, Michael. The audience doesn't respond to that. I mean, I'm being honest with you. I mean, if you're in a business, you look to attract the most people. And you know, I think we do a lot of positive stuff on our show. Newell does a lot of positive things as well. But unfortunately, the audience doesn't really respond to positive things. We don't get calls. We don't get as many text messages. And I'm satisfied with the positive things that we do. But, you know, it's human nature to focus more on the negative than the positive. But I will take your advice and look to add even more positive things. But I really do feel like if you listen, you hear a lot of positive stuff on the show. And I'll try to pay even more attention to that, Michael.
Yes, and my point is, it's the people. It's not, you know, there's so many people that do so many good things, volunteers and things like that.
I know, but that's like, honestly, I mean, I'm going to be honest about it. That's boring radio. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, if we sit right here and say, hey, you know, so-and-so, you know, is, you know, raised $54 to help a woman in West Wego. You know, our kids with lemonade stands, you know, some kids with, yesterday was lemonade stand day, and leaving the Jazz Fest, I bought some lemonade from a couple people. And if we did really just sit here and talk about nothing but good stuff, people would turn us off. I hate to say it, but that's human nature. But I always try to be positive. All right, Michael?
Yeah, I think you are. I accept that. It's just a thought. Yeah. I just think we need some uplifting, some kind of way, because every day the news is depressing, okay? Yeah. And I've just threw that out there, and I understand your position, and you're probably right.
But I do appreciate the call. Thanks a lot, Michael. All right, I got a time for a quick comment from Demetrius in Hammond. Demetrius, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I got time for a quick comment from you.
My comment is just this. You know, the lady that made a derogatory term towards the kid shows the underlying racism that has always been and always prevailed in this country.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not surprising to black people. Yeah. A lot of whites may be offended by it, but we're not surprised. Yeah. We see it, not every day, but we see it enough. You understand? And she should be ashamed of herself, which she's probably not. And the people that donate to her, how to feel, you know, I don't understand. How can you donate to somebody that use a term like that to a child?
Yeah, I know, Demetrius. Look, I got to move on. I do appreciate the call, but that's what shocks me most about this. It was wrong for her to use the N-word, but she's raised over $600,000. Because of that, people supporting the use of the N-word used to call out a five-year-old child. I don't care what the child did. Why would you use the N-word when it comes to a five-year-old? Why would you use the N-word anyway? But especially to a five-year-old child. To me, this is embarrassing. $600,000, that's a lot of money. She's being rewarded for using the N-word, but that tells you about some of the people that we share this planet with. That tells you a lot about some of the people that live within the borders of the United States of America. They're out there. On this day in 1979, I remember playing this song when it was first released as a single. This was the number one song in America. Peaches and Herb, Reunited. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, coming up, we'll talk about the president wanting to open Alcatraz and also possibly using military force to take over Greenland. God bless the USA. We'll be back.